You're done already? And here I just got back from my sick break. Jesus Christ. You look like you've seen a ghost. What happened in there? I'm sorry. I might be on a nicotine buzz here. Did you just say what I think you did? He's innocent. As in, he didn't do anything wrong? We've both been here too long. Look, I know I goof on you a lot for getting a degree, but you're no dummy. There's gotta be something he's not telling us. Just humor me, okay? We got a witness who can place him with the missing person near the Gainesville Pike, going into Big Cypress Nature Preserve. Right? Can we agree on that, at least? Okay. And they had tools with them, right? Shovels, ropes, flashlights, and the like? So, we can say they knew each other, huh? Alright, so he's not denying that. But he is denying he knows where our missing person is. Awful convenient for him to develop amnesia that fast. What with him passing the cognitive checks? Yeah. Innocent till proven guilty. Sorry. When you've been on the job for as long as I have, that gets pushed to the back of your head. So, this Randolph Carter character, you got him to open up? Sticking to his story on the graveyard, huh? Come on, we had him on this one. There's no graveyard out in that swamp. So he does remember something. That's a step in the right direction. Can he point us toward the body? Whoa, 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 hold up. New evidence? A tape? From where? His bag. Weird. I thought we already searched that thing. And you say that this tape, it changes everything? Nothing better to do. All right, let's hear it. But then, we go in there one more time, and see if we can't get the full story.
This is Professor Harley Warren. I am out here in the Big Cypress Swamp with my assistant and cohort, Mr. Randolph Carter. We have uncovered what appears to be an abandoned mausoleum. Having opened up a means of entrance, we now face a winding staircase that descends into the earth. I'll be climbing down shortly, alone.
Warren, wait a minute. I thought we were doing this together.
Believe you me, I'd like nothing more than to have your company down there, Carter. But this is my responsibility.
I'm just as mixed up in this as you are, Warren.
No, you stay up here and... I need you to record everything, in case I don't come back.
Why wouldn't you come back?
Keep your handheld transceiver close. These things are military grade. We'll have no trouble keeping in contact.
I'm
off. Carter! Carter! Are you there?
Warren, what's going on? Have you found anything?
My God. If only you could see what I'm seeing. It's terrible. Hideous. Unbelievable.
Warren, what is it? What is it, Warren?
Carter, I can't tell you. It's beyond thought. I don't have the words for it. No one was supposed to see this and live. God Almighty, I never dreamed of this.
Warren? What do you mean, beyond thought? What's down there?
Carter, for the love of all things holy, replace the slab and get out of here. Leave everything behind. Don't ask why. Get out while you can.
Not without you.
Beat it. Don't fall, Carter. Beat it.
Warren, hold on. I'm coming down.
Don't. You can't understand. My own damn fault. There's nothing you can do but save yourself. The slab. Beat it. Done for. Losing time. I'm sorry, old friend. This is goodbye.
Warren? Warren, are you there? Warren, please answer me. I can't just leave you like this. Speak to me! Pick up! Is that you?
You fool! Warren is dead.
That's it? The whole tape? He could have forced it, right? Not hard to make vocal effects. I mean, it's entirely feasible that he decided to... You're right. There's no way he'd have the time to pull off something like that. So, is that the same thing you heard? Well, shit! No wonder you looked so spooked. I don't know about you, but I need another cigarette, a stiff drink, and a kick in the head. Yeah, that too. A cold shower to top it off. Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it? We got nothing on Carter. Might as well let him go. Question is, whether he'll want to leave.